mean, for example, PLTD certificated his date is 04/15/2023. Dictation is for Miguel Melendez. Melendez spells M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z. Miguel spells M-I-G-U-E-L. Date of birth is 07/13/1948. 74-year-old gentleman here with bilateral knee pain, period. Patient reports that he has this problem for approximately 5 to 6 years. He has arthritis and says symptoms are similar. He denies trauma, period. Next line, patient said pain is sharp, rated pain 7/9/10, increased with walking, worse in the mornings, and gets a little better as the day goes by, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes. Next paragraph, surgical history is not next paragraph. Family history is not next paragraph. Allergies, no known allergies. Next paragraph, medication. Nebivolol. Open parenthesis, patients is requesting a refill of this medication. He gets this from his home country for high blood pressure. Next paragraph. Social history denies alcohol, drugs, or tobacco use. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. Obese gentleman. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96%. Room air blood pressure is 172/92. Pulse 71. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Next paragraph. Bilateral knee. No edema. No erythema. No ballotment. Negative valgus. Negative varus. Negative Lachman. Negative McMurray. There is grating with range of motion. He has diffuse tenderness in both knees. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal sinus pain. Next paragraph. Respiratory. No respiratory distress. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulating rhythm with no cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is knee, bilateral knee DJD. Assessment number 2, chronic knee pain. Assessment number 3, medication refill. And assessment number 4 is hypertension, period. Next paragraph, patient's medication was refilled for his blood pressure as follows. Nebivolol, N-E-B-I-V-O-L-O-L, 2.5 milligrams. He will take 2 PO daily for 90 days, number 180. No refills. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection, bilateral knees. Procedure was explained to the patient. Complications were explained. Patient says, you understand, and give me verbal consent to proceed. Knee correction, pain sites were identified and marked with skin marker. Knee was prepped with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol. Next line, solumedrol, 80 milligrams mixed with 5 cc's of lidocaine, was injected in those points of maximum pain. Next line, there were no complications. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, after injection, site was massaged. Then patient joint, namely a knee, was moved in the full range of motion, and he indicated that pain is much better. Next paragraph, procedure number 2, left knee, trigger point injection. Procedure was his consent for me to proceed. Site was prepared with using betadine, then overwiped by alcohol. Next line, 80 milligrams of solumedrol along with 5 cc's of lidocaine were mixed together. Next line, points of maximum pain was identified by patient and I, and then marked with a skin marker. Next line, sites were injected with lidocaine and solumedrol mixed. Next line, there were no complications. Patient tolerated procedure well. His knee was then moved in a different, in the full range of motion, and he reports improvement in his pain period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so for complications from procedure. Reports none. End of the patient.